And now for the third part of the four-part story, Lost for Words, The Ghost of Arthur Rambo, written and read by me, Paul Morley. The perfect sentence, he decided, having failed again and again to find one of his own, sometimes by an unbelievable whisker, sometimes due to a misplaced comma, a shady stray vowel, is where the combination of words create a small society, a whole world, a closed village, an evolving planet, an intimation of eternity, a hint of all the nothing there is in the universe, mixed with a glimpse of the something that words, as ghosts, on the go, produce as they emerge into the nothing. The perfect sentence was an hallucination, a blissfully controlled border between order and chaos, a ghostly energy that made the very most of putting together in one place, on one line, all these different ghosts, these fuzzy, budding souls, and then seeing what happened to them as they found themselves together, in the same place, at the same time, incidentally creating an illusion of coherence, where a single word is enough to contain all and reveal all. He could begin like this. Through the course of the generations, men constructed the night. Or begin with a puzzle. Who has ever dreamed that he has become a murderer, and from then on has only been carrying on with his usual life for the sake of appearances? If he could, if he was able, if he was allowed, if he had thought of it first, he could begin with these words, these ghosts, these voices and characters and narrators and manipulators of human desire, words gathered together with the purest of motives, words telling us to prepare for anything, because anything can happen. He could begin in these places, on these worlds, with these sources of information. He could begin by making notes in the margin. Cities at night, I feel, contain men who cry in their sleep and then say nothing. All this happened, more or less. We were somewhere around Barstow on the edge of the desert when the drugs began to take hold. Vaughan died yesterday in his last car crash. The death of God left the angels in a strange position. The scent and smoke and sweat of a casino are nauseating at 3 in the morning. The day had gone by just as days go by. The strange thing was, he said, how they scream every night at midnight. It was not a street anymore, but a world, a time and space of falling ash and near night. The most merciful thing in the world, I think, is the inability of the human mind to correlate all its contents. What's it going to be then, eh? All these sentences, seeing the world from just inside its surface, putting words in other people's mouths, launching heavy objects into space, moving scenery, measuring space, changing everything into words and back again, struggling against oblivion, capturing the fiery beauty of the world, leading to thousands of other sentences. He thought, imagine writing a sentence where the words could break jaws like they were fists. Imagine writing a sentence that could send you mad, if not simply mad, about writing.